Our gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you very much for this afternoon service again. We want to express our gratitude unto you for the blessings we received in the Sunday school and in the main service this morning. Thank you very much, Lord, for your grace upon your servant. Thank you for passing through him unto us. Thank you for using his vessel to be a blessing unto us. We pray, O Lord our God, that the blessings will ever remain abide and abound. We pray that these things will not stand against anyone on that day. We pray for grace and the ability of the Holy Spirit not to be hearers of your word alone, but to be doers of it. Our Father and our God, this sacred trust that you want to speak a little about that has been given unto us from our fathers, the apostolic fathers, that they lay their life for the same, may we never fall short of it, O Lord. Help us, our Father, in this Christian journey, both old and young, men and women, boys and girls, educated or no educated. Have mercy upon us, forgive us of our sins. Thank you, our Master. It has pleased you, Lord, that your servant is reporting for duty again. Help me, O Lord. Take man completely out of the way. Father God, may you speak to your people. There is no end to the preaching of your word. Father, may you further your kingdom in our lives. Lord Jesus, I just ask for divine strength from above. Let your name be glorified. Thank you, Lord. May the people look beyond man, O Lord, and look away to Jesus Christ. Thank you, our Father. You is our brother, O Lord, as he takes the service this hour also over there at Pakatari. Strengthen him, Lord. Help our pastor also this day in America as he takes the service. Whichever church, O Lord, you have led it, led him to preach. Use him as a channel of blessing to your people. May he come back with packages of testimonies to the glory of the name of the Lord. Father, may we live here, O Lord our God, with abundance of your blessings, that we have testimonies to give as we face the challenges of the week. Thank you, our Master. Blessed be your name, Lord. In Jesus' wonderful name we pray. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Song leader, please.
Help me. That song you raised before the choruses. Can you look into something? That song you... Pardon? Nine?
Thank you. Let me see. I'm sorry. 951. I'm sorry for keeping you standing. Let me see. 951. 951? No. Something about temptation or something of that nature.
Pardon?
Yes.
Yeah.
411. 411.
Please.
I want us to watch, follow the wordings of that song. Praise God. Thank you. Yes. In the warfare that is raging for the truth and for the right, when the conflict, yes, is raging, the powers of the night, godly's war, God's bread and true, may they depend. Sandra 2. See the calm on stable pinions, coming strong, satanic mind. Powers come and dark dominions from the regions of the night. God requires the brave and true. May them depend on me. Three. From his throne, the Father sees us. Oh yes, angels help us to prevail. Oh yes, our lead. Hallelujah. The truth is Jesus. Oh my, and we shall not, God not fail. Oh, try crowns the brave and true. May the Lord
Today, we are not here by accident. God kept us alive to be here. Shall we restore in the Bible to St. Luke, chapter 2, St. Luke's Gospel, chapter 2, that we read 2 weeks ago, I believe, on what date? 29th? Yeah, St. Luke's chapter 2. We read from verse 25 to 34. And behold, there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon. And the same man was just and devout, waiting for the consolation of Israel. And the Holy Ghost was upon him. And it was revealed unto him by the Holy Ghost that he should not see death before he had seen the Lord's Christ. And he came by the Spirit into the temple. And when the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him after the custom of the law, then took he him up in his arms and blessed God and said, Lord, now lettest thou thy servant depart in peace according to thy word. For my eyes have seen thy salvation, which thou hast prepared before the face of all men. A light to lighten the Gentiles and the glory of the people and the glory of thy people Israel. And Joseph and his mother marveled at those things which were spoken of him. And Simeon blessed them and said unto Mary his mother, Behold, this child is set for the fall and rising again of many in Israel, and for a sign which shall be spoken against. Amen. The Lord bless his word this afternoon to our hearts. God bless you. Shall we please be seated? You will have to bear with me if it looks like repetition. Remember that there is power in repetition. Praise the Lord. We want to continue with our sermon, God Keeps His Word, of 58, please. 58-0328. And when I read this paragraph that day, we spoke briefly from the Comforter. So I want to repeat, just bear with me a little, for the sake of somebody. I don't know who the somebody may be, but I know one thing, that there is power in the Word of God. I thank God for this morning's service. I thank God for the inspiration God gave to His servants. When He mentioned about that girl in the youth service who refused to wear trousers, my mind flashed back. I believe He has said this before, here in this place, if you don't remember. He has said it here before. Yeah, I know He has said it one time or the other. He has said it one time. I believe God allowed it. That thing sink into my heart. May God help us. Now, paragraph 12, please. Paragraph 12. I'll just say a little review of the something. Paragraph 12. I read, please. Won't wait for you because I don't have time. There is one thing that we can surely rest upon. That is that God keeps every word of His words. Every one of His words. He keeps it. God is the Almighty God. He's infinite. Amen. He watches over them day and night to perform them. Amen. And every promise that He made is true. And that gives us such a blessed hope that every word that God gives is true. So it gives us a blessed hope when we know that what we read out of the word, God, the all-sufficient one, will keep that word. It's not a failure. It's not you, it's not me. It's God. Because He knows the ending from the beginning. Not one jot or one title shall fail. What a perfect assurance. As we read, where others have taken at His word, and to see that sometimes it looks very critical. It looks like sometimes that it is going to fail, but it just don't fail. It can't fail. He said, heaven and earth will pass away. My words will never pass away unfulfilled. Then we spoke about Noah in the sermon, the Comforter. Praise the Lord. Before we come to Noah, I want to read something to us. That's why I thank God for that song, in the warfare that is raging, for the truth, for the right. Praise God. I want to read, please, go to the Comforter, 61:10-01. Please, my brother, be fast. Are you there? Paragraph 52. Thank you. I want us to listen very well. Paragraph 52. Now we have a sacred trust. You know what a trust is? We have an inheritance. A heritage that we inherit. Please, be fast. All right, you are listening to me anyhow.
It is a sacred trust.
Now, bear with me a little. You see, my voice is cracked. Because over there in the minister's meeting, where we lodged, I was bathing with a cold water, which I'm not used to. I only committed myself to the hands of God. I never knew I would minister today. I got to help me. Till I came on Friday, I said, I just asked God to help me. And I tried all I knew how to try. And I thank God for the microphone. Praise the Lord. All right. And we have an inheritance. A heritage that we inherit as believing children. It is a sacred trust. Amen. And that sacred trust and our heritage, and that sacred trust and our sacred heritage is the word of God that has been given to us, the full word of God. The word itself is vitamin. It's the vitamin. The word itself, God's word. That's the reason I'm so dogmatic, as I will call it, on standing on this word. No matter what anything else says, if it is not with the word, then I don't believe it. See, you want to believe it, it is all right. But to me, it takes the word. Because heavens and earth will pass away, but my word shall never fail. Therefore, it takes that word. I live by the word. Jesus said, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. And this is it. The prophet, maybe he raised up his Bible. They said, this is the capital IT. Amen. And that is given to us as a heritage. It is our inheritance, the word. You are not there, I was not there. When Jesus was spoken to the disciples after his resurrection, to go into all the world and preach to all nations, to baptize them, like that. And the one that the key to the kingdom was given to on the day of Pentecost, turned the key of the kingdom of God, amen, and 3,000 people came in. For knowing before the foundation of the world. Look, they laid their life down because of this world. In all ages, ours should not be different. And let's remind ourselves today, if you have not heard this before, if you are not living right according to this world, not everybody will be like you in this assembly. Oh God, let us think of it in the deepness of it. It is our privilege. It is this sacred trust that God has put to his capital C church. So we find that it's not for everybody. It is only to his church. And secret things belong unto God. Is that right? And the things that are revealed belongs unto us and our children, that we might be able to, that we can do the works of this law. Praise God. God gave his word to his church. His church that was inaugurated on the day of Pentecost. And that sacred heritage is ours. It is a gift from God. Not to just compromise on this, and cut this out, and throw this out, and add this in to suit our own taste. But to preach the full word, the whole gospel. We are duty bound as Christians to take it and believe it. When we know if our hearts condemn us not, then we know we have favor with God. Amen. We have favor with God. God help me. God, 58 please, sorry. God help me. God help you as Christians never to compromise one word of God's word. For this sacred trust was handed to the church, and it is a glorious thing to have this gospel, the full gospel, to preach it without compromising anywhere. Preach it just as it is written. Live it just as it is written. What a sacred trust. Amen. And if we ever expect this word to ever come to pass, if we ever expect God to keep his word, we've got to stay with it just the way God wrote it. That is the reason, if you stay with it, the way God wrote it, there will be all kinds of things happening among you every time. Amen. Praise the Lord. We lost our heritage because we compromised. And when we compromise, then we cannot expect God to keep his promise to us, because we are broken in upon the sacred trust and defy the trust that God gave us. May the Lord depend on you. May the Lord depend on me.
Let us keep that trust. Keep it sacred. Keep it holy. Keep every word of it and compromise nowhere. Take God at his word and believe it, act like it, stand on it, don't move. That is what we must do. That is what God is looking for.
Hallelujah. That is what God is looking for. Praise the Lord.
So we see Noah. The prophet said, Noah heard the word of God. He heard God, not with ordinary ear, but by revelation. That is the hearing there. By revelation. That's why no matter what, the people in his age, in that generation, and come around and criticize him for building with gopher wood, that ark. But the Bible said, he could not be moved. The word of God was his comfort. Simple.
Amen.
Because God personally spoke to Noah.
Amen.
And he was patient. Because he knew that if he didn't build that ark, both himself and his household will be lost. But thank God that God gave him revelation personally. We have read in the scriptures, the Bible made us told in that verse 26, that it was revealed to him by the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
That's what we need. Students, that is what you need. Undergraduates, especially you get, that is what you need. Those who have already graduated, that is what you need. No matter how much people try to coin it, if you don't stay with this word of God, you are going to give account of yourself. I'm going to give account of myself.
When our brother was preaching in London, when he mentioned this issue of trousers, you see, Satan has devised another way. Thank God. He said they don't call this crop today.
Scrubs.
S-C-R-U-B-S.
Scrubs.
And what does it mean?
Listen. Any medical uniform consisting of a short sleeve shirt and pants, which is trousers.
So you go and wear it in your course.
After I finish now, I will go and meet God. I will confess to him.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
May God help us.
I will not even beg anybody.
You see, what happened on Friday taught me a lesson. When I expected people to scream amen and things like that, I've been dead with in my corner.
I don't need anybody to shout amen to anything.
You just listen. If God give you revelation, you receive it, it do you good. Whether you say amen, no, you don't say amen, just be quiet. But let it sink deep in. I don't want to emotionally walk up anybody.
May God help us.
I was there with my own corner.
Praise the Lord.
So Noah stood with the word of God. That's why the woman said, if he did not personally have the revelation from God, he would have been discouraged. But because he had God by revelation of his word that you alone have found. The Bible said, and Noah found grace in the sight of God. And he did exactly what God told him to do. And he pleased the Almighty God. He could tell him that, look, you know, you alone have found faithful and righteous in this generation. Take two by two, male and female. The ones that are unclean, the ones you know, beasts, the ones that are clean. Take seven males, seven females each. Let them enter into the ark. Both animal and best of all sorts and things. Now you enter in with yourself and your wife and your children and the wives of your children. And they enter in. And God shut him in.
Amen.
God shut him in. But Abraham said, you may have good intention. Make sure that you are shut in with Christ.
May God help us.
This world will be tested by. Are you following me? We are talking Malachi 4. But the man said, we are going to be tested by this same word we say we believe. Whether we like it or not.
We spoke about, you know, Daniel here. I mean, Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego.
How they stood for God because they followed, they had revelation of what God meant in his word. That they should not serve any other God beside him. They should not even bow down nor worship any other God. And when Nebuchadnezzar made his fire to consume them, they spoke to him to his face. King, we are never careful of answering you like this. Our God whom we serve will deliver us. Even if he did not deliver us, we are still not going to bow down. What a revelation. When we read about others who took God at his word and live by it, it seemed that, you know, God was going to fail there. But God couldn't fail there. And if you stand by what God's word today, God will not fail you. He did not fail Papa Joe. He did not fail Papa Noah. He did not fail Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego. He did not fail Daniel. He won't fail any of us today.
But God is dependent upon you and me.
This sacred trust, let us hold it easily to it. Brothers and sisters, may God help us. We spoke about Job. Brother Ben made us to know that all that Job was after, that he won't be righteous. if we will stay by that burnt offering. So no matter the storms of life, Satan came and took all that he had, killed his children. He could not move Job. And along the line, he could see the vision of the coming Messiah. And he could say, I know my Redeemer liveth. Amen. I know my Redeemer liveth. When he comes, my eyes shall see him. Not somebody else. It is my own eyes that shall see the Messiah. And Job said, though he slay me, I will still trust him.
May God help you. May God help me. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Even after God shot him, Noah and his family. First day, second day, third day, fourth day, fifth day. The children still came around to him. Daddy, are you sure you are correct? The daughter-in-law will come unto him and say, Daddy, are you sure you are right? We are in this city here. First day, second day, third day, fourth day, fifth day.
Be patient, son. God is going to send the rain.
Did he send the rain? He did. That same God we are serving today. God promised to have a glorious church without blemish, without spot, without wrinkle. He will have it. God said, I don't, whether I'm there or not, he's going to have that glorious church. May God help you, may God help me.
But work out your salvation with fear and trembling. Amen.
You see, we have a lot of compromising spirit in the land today among message believers.
It is a pitiful thing.
Praise God.
Please, can they give me 55-0522?
I want us to look at something there.
55.
The ark. Amen. The prophet, I want us to look at this afternoon.
The prophet spoke here.
There was a time that the prophet was thanking God about Joseph in the scriptures.
Praise God.
And while he was thanking God, God spoke to him that he was going to have a Joseph. I'm bringing out something from here. Let me look at it first. Bear with me.
When we're talking about personal revelation to an individual, it cannot shake you. When God reveals something to you personally,
may God help us.
Now, whatever I say here, in that sermon, paragraph 6. Now, there are three elements that people live in. First, it is the humanistic. Second, is divine revelation. And third, a vision. Are you there? Now, this, like in prayer, when you pray for anyone in humanistic, we say, well, I hope you will get well. See, I'm hoping, I'm believing with you, trying to use all the faith I can. That is human. Listen, paragraph 8. Second, is divine revelation. When something is revealed to you, you just know in your heart it is going to happen. Yet, there is nothing but just the revelation. Are you following me? We are talking about God keeps his word. So check any revelation that might come to you. It is very, very important in this Christian journey as individual.
God revealed to me, God told me.
And whatever God told you is in contrary to the word of God. That's not God. And third is a vision. Of course, that is God said the law. That is perfectly positive. Now, paragraph 10. I entered up into this realm here when he was praying, and something just said to me, you are going to have a boy, and you will call his name Joseph. Well, I had a little girl, so I thought, well, I praised the Lord for it. That was a baker there. And just about a month after that, we found out that we were going to be parents, to be a parent again. And so I thought maybe that was my Joseph. So it came out, it was a girl. Are you following? So many thought that I said that was Joseph. I said, no, I didn't say that was Joseph. And some of them said, well, didn't you say that you saw a vision of this?
You get what I'm saying?
He gave us three elements. Humanistic. When you pray for somebody, you try to use faith, at least to encourage the person. The second one, when something God personally revealed it to you. Are you there? Said the third element is vision. Are you there? This one here, it was revealed to the prophet, not a vision. And the people are now criticizing when Sarah was born. Now people are making mockery of him. Did you mean Josephine?
He said, no,
I mean Joseph. Listen, and some of them said, well, didn't you say that you see a vision of this? You know how people get things mixed up. I said, I got the tapes on it. Come, listen. I never said it was Joseph. I said, the Lord has put in my heart that I'm going to have a son by the name of Joseph. See, I said, I don't know how, when, or what, but it is going to be personally revealed. Just like it was here with Papa Simeon. Are you following me? It was revealed to him personally that he was not going to, it was revealed to him by the Holy Ghost that he was not going to see death until he had seen the lost Christ. It was not easy at that time. All these characters we are speaking about from the scripture and from the message is not easy. What Noah passed through was not easy. The friends of Job, church members, came around him. What do you mean? Do you think that God can be punishing somebody like this and say you are not a secret sinner. But Job knew that he has not seen, he was not a sinner. Why? Because he stood part on that burnt offering.
May God help us. And you know how much the devil tormented him.
I said, I didn't know. Maybe I may have six girls before we have him, but he will be here.
Because the word of God, anything that God says cannot fail.
Something said to me, you are going to have a Joseph. You are going to have a son, and you are going to call him Joseph. They may even have one dozen of girls. Joseph will come one day.
He didn't say the next one is going to be Joseph.
Brothers and sisters, may God help us. Well, that just never left my heart. And we went on. And then the other day, he arrived, and he's here. So I'm very grateful for him. Knowing that when the Lord promises anything, the Lord will do what he has promised. That's the God we are serving. He's not a failure, my brother. He's not a failure, my sister. He ever remained the same.
Unlike all this, God revealed to me, God revealed to me today, we have everywhere.
Even around Malachi 4 message.
We thank the Almighty God for his word.
Praise the Lord. He just has to. He just has to. God has to make his word come to pass. In order to be God, he has to keep his word. I may not be able to keep mine sometimes, and you are not able to keep yours, because we make promises with good intentions, but we are not able to carry it out. Circumstances, difficult, and so forth, brings us to a place where we can sometimes do what we want to do. But God is able to keep his word, and he will do it. It is just impossible for him to. I mean, not to. That is why we love him this evening. Don't we love him?
We do.
Hallelujah. Rest upon that perfect assurance that he will keep his word. That God is able to keep that which you have committed to him against that day.
May God help us, brothers and sisters.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Students. Female students, what are you going to say before God on that day?
To the testimony of the girl you had this morning.
May God help us.
If you're a compromiser,
you're a compromiser. But let me tell you this. There is no compromise on the part of a true Christian.
That is to, on the part of true Christian.
Whether in your place of work, whether in the school, whether in your business, there is no compromise on the part of a true Christian.
If God stood by those who, oh my goodness.
If God stood for the men of who stood for him, God still will stand for his own children today, and he is standing for them. It's not a failure.
We have a case at hand now, and we are trusting God. The
conclusion is, God, let your will be done. We are trying to do all we know how to do.
Because it's a serious case concerning this trouser issue.
But only God knows the best.
Yes.
What man doesn't know, God knows. Because somebody wants me to compromise, I will not do that.
I said, the case is not in my hand. The case is in the hand of the person that is concerned.
I told the person, look, when I said, the people that are wearing trousers, even if they wear trousers, in the corner, Whether you medical students wear it in laboratory or you wear it openly, laboratory or no laboratory, which one is open, which one is laboratory? Tell me, which lab or no lab? You wear it. You wear for the period you are serving. You wear the period, you know, on your further training. Before God, you wear trousers. I said, the people that are doing that, I said, they don't have revelation. I said, brother, I want to know this. The whole matter is in hand. It's a matter of choice. That's all. We'll do all our best with prayer. May God help us. Can you imagine somebody that said, 10 years. Thank God you have had this morning. 10 years, when I was 10 years old, something told me, that's a revelation. Something told me I should never wear a trouser. Are you there? You guys, are you listening?
Praise the Lord.
You see, the people that skate through NYSC these days, they wear trousers. They wore it. If they didn't wear it, they would not skate through. Shebi, her sister is there now in River State. Rachel, my feet. What she's passing through now, only God knows between you.
May God help us.
I know it's hard for you to answer me. But now you answer me, you don't answer me. I won't bother you for you to answer me. But the people that are scaling through NYC, girls, females that are scaling through so-called message believers, they are compromisers. I told you the other time that I preached very hard in this my last journey, because I told you I don't have apology to nobody, and I don't have any apology. It has gone into record.
May God help us. Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Oh, mercy. So she stood her ground. Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego stood their ground. Brother Bam said they were not relying upon their own ability, but they were relying upon the ability of who they served. May God help you. May God help me. Blessed be the name of the Lord. It's not by human effort. Where God has ordained you to reach in this life, you are going to reach that place. Not until when you compromise by wearing shadow and your youth service. May God be merciful to your own soul. God keeps his word. Yes, sir. It looked like Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego were going to be consumed in the fire. Oh, my. But before they got in there, even the people, he commanded mighty men of his army to pack these three one by one. And the Bible says, the flame of the heat or the flame now, killed them. But by the time these three men were, before they landed in the fire, Jesus was there before them. Did he disappoint them? No, my brother, my sister. He was cooling the place for them. Not even the air of their hair. You could not even hear the, smell the odor.
Oh, my.
That's the God we are serving. Why they were worshiping and praising the Lord. Yes, sir. What intention of Nebuchadnezzar was that, they were being, burnt to ashes. You never know, even to their bones. 3 hours now. Then he came back. He said, let's go and open the oven and see. You know, those people have been consumed. Those people were mentioned things like that. By the time they opened something, did we not put 3 men in the fire? They said, leave, O king. But there are 4 men. And the best thing I'm looking at, the vision of I'm looking at, is like the picture of the Son of God. Hallelujah. Jesus will stand for those who stand for him. It's not a failure. He keeps his word. May God help you. May God help you. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Yes, sir. When God called Papa Abraham and they promised to give him a son, and that through his son, we're talking this message here, through his son, the whole world is going to be blessed. And at the age of 20, at the age of 100, God gave him Isaac. Oh, they so much love Isaac. They cherish Isaac. They were embracing Isaac. And when Isaac got to a stage now, God now spoke, double up Abraham. Take thy son, my only son, whom you love, and go and sacrifice him for me in a mountain, and I'm going to show to you. We all know the story. We're only saying it in a brief before we close here. By the grace of God. He couldn't tell the wife. And then when he came out with Isaac, what they say? People around you are asking, Abraham, where are you going with that son, with that boy? I am going to sacrifice him. What? God told me to sacrifice him because his body was dead. His manhood was dead. And the body of Sarah also was dead. And he knew that, the God that could give me this child at my old age, my manhood was dead. And my wife's body was there. That same God, if he told me to go and sacrifice him, he's able to raise him all. Because the promise is, through this boy Isaac, I'm going to bless the whole nations of the earth. How he's going to do it, I don't know. But one thing I know is this. I receive him from the dead. I know he's going to raise him up again. Did God fail Abraham? No! He didn't. Blessed be the name of the Lord. That is the God we are serving today, my brother, my sister. Blessed be the name of the Lord. What of Moses in the scripture? When God called him, and he obeyed God, and he was giving all kinds of excuses. But when God spoke to him, the Bible said, he met God. He had God. And when God spoke to him that, I'm sending you to Egypt. You are going to bring out my children, like we had this morning. The thing is this, I am going to be with you. Was God with him? When you bring them out, you will come to this place and worship him. Did he worship God that place? He did. It may look like he was going to be Moses. Are you going to cross this Red Sea? I don't want to know. All I know is that he told me to come to bring them out. How is he going to do it? I don't know. Amen. Moses, how are you going to take care of these 2 million people? I don't know. The Bible says, 2 million people. In another sermon, he told us there was no textile mills in the wilderness. There was no shoe factory in the wilderness. For 2 million people. Oh, God, help me. How are they going to do it? How many shoes are they going to wear? Baba said, if you wear a shoe, a new brand shoe, within 5 days in the desert, Baba said, it will worn out. But because they were under the pillar of fire, under the leadership of the Almighty God, hallelujah, that was leading them in the daytime, in the pillar of cloud, and in the night time, in the pillar of fire, their shoes could never be worn out. Neither their clothes got any tread there. That is the same God we are serving today. May the Lord depend on you. May the Lord depend on me. In this world fear that is raging for the truth and for the right, powers of darkness will come in stable pioneers. May God help you. May God help me. to stay true with this word of the living God. God keeps his word.
It's never a failure.
God bless you, church. We all need God. It is good to send our children to school, to have education. And you parents, where you know, I don't know. Where you know that this one, listen to me. When I was talking with that brother before, in the matter of the person concerned, he said, when you call me, he said, I was speaking to somebody. And when he mentioned the person, he was discussing somebody else in the country. I kept quiet. And this minister here in the country, he told our brother here, associate pastor, that because of this trouser issue, the daughter has to change her course. Are you there? She wanted to read medicine. But because of this trouser issue, these are people that have revelation now.
Let us bow our heads.
God has given us a sacred trust. It is committed into his church. It's a great privilege. It is God's own sacred trust. It is God's own gift. Let's think on these few things. What is the joy in our heart to allow our daughter to be doing that kind of a thing? Because of meal tickets, when you will pass away, I will pass away, education will be no more, Nigeria will be no more, academic pursuit will be no more, all forms of human achievements will be no more. We have testimonies of our daughters here. God has made a way for her to get a job. That's somebody that said, well, whatever it is, so I'm taking my stand for the word of God. That's somebody that have revelation. You are not even finished your course. In your little corner. In your sinful little corner. When you are forgotten that there's an unseen eye watching you. In this life journey, whatever you are doing, mind you, the course you pursue. On auto-auto, you return ring. Be careful. KC, Shorani, man may not be there. Dickie may not be there. Trustee may not be there. Sister may not be there. Brother may not be there. Church member may not be there. But there's an unseen eye watching you girls. There's an unseen eye watching you boys. You are not going to give account to man. You are going to give account of yourself unto God. Me that preaches this, I'm going to give account of myself unto God, not unto you. We are facing a serious issue. While I was talking with my brother, the associate pastor, the other day, he made a statement that this is the thing now, the system we are in now in the country. Satan in his conny way. If you don't know, that's a different thing entirely. Now that you know, you have no excuse before the Almighty God. He dropped a quote. He said, the prophet said that the people that will follow this pillar of fire message is going to have a rough time. To follow pillar of fire message, not only students, even your place of work, even your business. Shebi told us the other Sunday, when he was ministering about, you know, people getting contracts and things like that, they have to take you to a hotel and things like that, Kilomamu. I want to take, you know, oh, just give me Coke or give me Martina. Others will, you know, ask for, you know, order for champagne and things like that. That's your end. People that will follow this pillar of fire message is going to have a rough time. Just hear the prophet. And the word of God in the prophet can never fail. He dropped that for you and me to see where are you going to stand? Where am I going to stand? Even to our family association too. You follow tradition, you pay for it before God. May God help us, church. I want to hand over to the associate pastor. God bless you, my brother. Let's think on these few things. Think on those words of the song that we sang. These few things. Let's think on it and meditate upon it. God bless you. Thank you, my brother, for prayers.
Let's commit ourselves to God. The hour that we are in demands the highest of honesty, sincerity, consecration, devotion, and display of all that is in us. Because whatever is not inside cannot be displayed at the time of pressure. And the squeeze has started in a mild fall. The squeeze have started in a mild fall. It's going to spread and go around. And we just have the initial small things to test. Those ones that cannot escape these preambles, forget about when the real pressure come down. They are out. And that's how it will come to individuals. It will come to the highest. Systems will be put in place that nobody will escape. Whether minister or anything can't escape it. Except you either compromise or suffer. And it will take revelation for one to be able to say, I prefer suffering than compromise. Does anybody would like to be remembered in prayer as we bring the service to a close? Kind Heavenly Father, your word is the truth. And we can do nothing against the truth but for the truth. We are just privileged that you have told us things that will happen Lord, several years before they start happening. Just as you spoke in the days of your flesh about the war that will happen to Jerusalem, your prophet said that the disciples that believe you, they escape. But impersonators and those that hate the message of that day, they all perish in the city. You have given unto us all this that we might not perish with the world. Help us to take our decision. Help us to show our color. Put something in everyone, O God, that can stand in the hour of crisis. Because man of themselves cannot stand. You are the only one that can stand. And Lord, the only way we can be an overcomer is to have you who has already overcome in us. Then we become the overcomer also. Be our help. These things that we have had, give us divine understanding and revelation. May none of them pass over our head. Lord, want these things, O God, to be when they come to our memory at the last day, at the end of our journey, to be a source of testimonies. May none of us face this and be condemned at that day. Water it by your spirit. Help us, dear Father. We are grateful and we are thankful to you. All the blessings we have received today, may they be part and parcel of our life, all the days of our life. Those who are not present, Lord, we pray you will be with them. Thank you for your daughter in the hospital, the husband running up and down, and those that are with him. We ask you to bless them, Father. Thank you, Lord. Your servant you have used this evening, virtue has left him. We pray you will replenish him and cork him and lift up the honor of his ministry. Lord, the assignment and the journeys ahead of him, may you prepare him for them, and may you take him safely and give him great testimonies, Father. Thank you, Eternal Father. This week is another week, and we have started it by your grace. You have started it with us. May you take us through, O God. Let it be a week of special blessings unto us. Lord, we gather here on Wednesday by your grace, and Friday we are expecting your servant to be with us. We pray, O God, that you help us to come in our numbers. And Lord, may we receive great blessings, O God, from the meetings, both Friday and on Sunday also. Thank you, Father. Once again, be with our pastor and bless him abundantly. Give him good health and strength. Bring him back safely when we'll be coming back. Lord, thank you for your servant that went to Bakatari. We believe you have used him there as a great channel of blessing. When he'll be returning back with his wife, bring them back safely. Thank you, gracious Lord. Blessed be your wonderful name. O Lord, we just ask, O God, that wherever we are, whosoever we are, whatsoever we are to face, your grace that was with the fathers of old that saw them through and gave them testimonies, be with us also, Lord. Thank you, Eternal Father. Increase our faith. Draw us closer unto yourself. Those that will travel this week, grant them your protection. We pray, O God, that you be with workers, be with business people. Prosper your children, dear Lord. And if you God devour us for our sake, O God. Thank you, Eternal Father. Worship and we adore your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name we pray with faith and thanksgiving. God bless you. We thank the Lord for the privilege to be in church today. We trust God for the week. On Wednesday, by God's grace, we are still here. We'll gather for the midweek service. And then on Friday, we will be having the visiting minister with us to minister. And also, we also have the breaking of bread. And on Sunday, we have the minister also with us. Let's be in prayers as we are in expectation that the Lord will make the services a great blessing unto us. Shall we rise? 170.
Living below in this all sinful world, you are the comfort can afford. Oh, striving alone to face temptations. Oh, where could I go but you there? Yes, where could I go? Where could I go? Seeking a refuge for my soul need in a friend, till you help me in the end. Oh, where could I go but to the Lord? Neighbors are kind, I love them everyone, and we bear along in sweet accord. Where could I go? Oh, where could I go?
your sweet love has turned my life around. There's Jesus, your sweet love has turned my life around. Oh, your love has turned my life around. Yes, your sweet love has turned my life around.